Chapter 11. Ray tried to maintain some of her dignity as a giant plate of baked kushnips with fral was placed before her. She waited for everyone else to be served and then dove into the food like she hadn't eaten all day. Which, to be fair, she hadn't. Han leaned in close to Maz.
I need you to get this droid to Leia. It's about Luke.
Then why don't you deliver it yourself? Maz asked.
I can't risk leading the First Order to the Resistance, Han replied.
Maz laughed.
Oh, yeah, that's what's stopping you.
Leia doesn't want to see me, Han admitted.
Ray took a sip of the drink beside her and immediately gagged.
Oh, yeah, don't drink that stuff,
Han said too late. Maz smiled, then looked around the table at her guests.
I know why you all think you're here, but I feel there's something more.
She turned to Finn.
You. You say you're with the Resistance?
Yeah,
Finn replied a little too quickly.
Was
all Maz said to that. Then she turned to Rey.
And you? Who are you?
Rey wasn't quite sure how to answer the question. She was seated at the same table with heroes from two wars. What was she doing there? I'm no one, she said finally. Just a scavenger.
Then you know machines, Maz said.
Ray nodded. Uh-huh.
Maz leaned forward. Each component has a reason for being, a purpose. What is your purpose? Have you ever asked that question?
Ray felt herself being drawn in by those big blue eyes.
We all have a greater purpose, Maz continued. Do you feel it?
Ray felt something glowing inside of her. She had felt that, but never understood why. How could a scavenger on a junkyard planet be a part of the story of the galaxy? And yet in that moment, Ray felt certain that her destiny had finally found her. She opened her mouth to say yes when Finn interrupted.
No.
Ray turned to him in surprise. What?
I just want to get out of here, he said.